Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by, sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? And by Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And by American Flooring Center. Some purchases were approved during the last Sebewing Village Council meeting. The council approved the allocation of additional funds in the amount of $1,765 to purchase wireless radios for the DPW. The purchase of a tabletop microphone set with amplifier and speaker was approved at a cost not to exceed $1,400. The rest of the meeting dealt with approving some routine matters. The Village Council will continue to meet at the Village Hall at 22 North Center Street at 7 p.m. on the third Monday of the month. The Council approved the Sebewing Chamber of Commerce's request to use Village grounds for special events like an Easter egg hunt, the Sugar Festival, Moonlight Madness, and Spirit of Christmas. Also, the Council appointed Doug Deming, Scott Myers, and Nick Schenk to the Harbor Commission Board. They will each serve a 3-year term that ends on January 20th, 2029. And during the last meeting of the Sandusky Board of Education discussed the possibility of going for a bond issue for some improvements. There was a brief discussion of going for a bond proposal, possible athletic and auditorium. During the meeting, the board conducted an organization. As part of that, re-elected Carolyn Stoutenberg, president, Robert Hessler, vice president, Nora Harding as secretary, and Daniel Gerstenberger as treasurer. The board also selected Bob and Lisa Kohler, Thumb Meet of Champions, friend of youth. In other matters, the board approved hiring Aaron Krieger as maintenance manager. They also approved George Cook for boys junior high track coach, Emma Woods for girls junior high track coach, and Danielle Frenzel for girls' junior varsity softball coach. And the Michigan Department of State released its 2025 customer service data report showing sustained improvements in branch office efficiency and customer satisfaction, even amid a sharp increase in demand for real ID services. For the third consecutive year, 91% of customers visiting Secretary of State branch offices were served within 20 minutes or less. This performance held steady despite a 219% increase in real ID transactions compared to 2024, driven by the federal compliance deadline. Staff completed more than 460,000 real ID transactions in 2025, including over 200,000 issued in the week surrounding the May 7th deadline. By year's end, nearly 6.6 million Michigan driver's licenses and state IDs were real ID compliant, representing about 79% of all credentials statewide. Kent County reported the highest real ID adoption rate at 90%, followed by Oakland, Macomb, Ottawa, and Kalamazoo counties. Customer feedback remains strong, with Michigan branch offices averaging nearly 4 out of 5 stars on Google reviews in 2025. This marked the 5th straight year of ratings at or near 4 stars, a significant increase compared to ratings recorded prior to 2020. When we come back after this Flannery Auto Mall, we'll get to our national news.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual-zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease a 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross Express, Traffic Alert, Remote Start, and more for only $324 per month. Lannery Automall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave Preferred with all-wheel drive, with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Lannery Automall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Automall and Bad Axe for details today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Automall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, new regulations for federal employment reviews. The White House announced a proposal today to streamline the process for dismissing federal workers by limiting their ability to seek independent reviews. The move aims to increase efficiency within the executive branch by reducing the time required for administrative appeals. Opponents of the change expressed concern that it could lead to a loss of institutional knowledge and reduce job security for civil servants. The proposal is expected to undergo a period of public comment before any final implementation. When we come back after this Sure Health sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
You've heard about our additions to Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, with the walk-in clinic open 7 days a week, expanded lab hours, Dr. Liz Milligan joining our primary care staff, and Sure Orthopedics with Dr. Craig McManaman, all under the same roof. But did you know that we also expanded our diagnostic imaging services too? Now at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, not only can you get your x-ray completed, but we're also proud to offer ultrasound and 3D mammography. An appointment is needed, but any physician order is accepted, not just from a Sure doc, but any doc. So now you can check off your 3D mammogram, ultrasound, and x-ray even closer to home. At Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, located right behind Walgreens. It's all part of Sure Health's quest to be your premier choice for healthcare across the Thumb of Michigan. To learn more, go to sure.org/imaging. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, BP reports slump in annual profits. British energy giant BP reported a 16% decline in annual profits today, leading the company to suspend its share buyback program. The slump is attributed to lower oil prices and fluctuating global demand over the past fiscal year. The news caused a ripple effect in European markets, though some analysts suggest the company's shift towards renewable energy investments may provide long-term stability. BP stock saw a moderate decline in London trading following the announcement. When we come back after this American Flooring Center sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Get free high-quality padding for your carpet at American Flooring Center in Marlette. You heard right. When you purchase carpet and installation from American Flooring Center in Marlette, you get free half-inch, 8-pound vapor barrier padding on the entire installation of carpet. High-quality padding delivers comfort, better insulation, and longer carpet life. And the built-in vapor barrier helps protect against moisture. But don't wait. This deal won't last forever. Homeowners and businesses trust American Flooring Center for their quality products, exceptional service, and premier installation. From carpet and vinyl to hardwood and luxury plank, American Flooring Center will help you choose the right floor the first time. Schedule a free, no obligation consultation for your quote today. 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. For flooring, call 989-635-1111. Get more value and a better performing floor at no extra cost from American Flooring Center in Marlette.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Ricky Charles Andrick, 45, of Bad Axe, Michigan, passed away unexpectedly on January 30th, 2026. Ricky was born on August 16th, 1980, in Bad Axe, Michigan. Ricky is survived by his loving parents, Dee Andrick and Fred, his siblings Jenny, Chauncey, Kyle, and Nikki, as well as several nieces and nephews. He was a brother and friend who provided constant laughs and will be remembered for the joy and humor he brought into the lives of those around him. A celebration of life gathering will take place at a later date. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news with your obituaries, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And by Flannery Automall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And by American Flooring Center.